The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Going to take a look at a company that's certainly been in the news, hasn't it, Barry? Twitter.
For sure.
But we're not going to talk about the IPO. We're going to talk about a terrific story written for Bloomberg Business Week by Paul Ford. He's a programmer and the creator of SavePublishing.com. The piece is The Sophistication of Twitter, What Twitter's Made Of. Paul, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us a bit more about you and what you do, because I don't know anything about programming. I'll put that right on the table. But your story just drew me into the world. We see the tweets on the surface, and what you made me see, someone who all I ever see is the surface, how rich and how the tentacles of tweets extend down and broadly and what implications they have.
So I'm both a writer and a programmer, and the world I described in that piece is really the everyday world for web developers everywhere. It's the web has changed. You don't just put up a website anymore for the most part. I mean, there are millions and millions of people who are doing just that. But if you're working with if you're creating a really big website, you're building what's called an API, an application programming interface, which means that instead of delivering web pages with titles and headlines and so forth, you're actually just putting a lot of data out into the world. And so there's this new web, and it's the sort of API-driven web, and Twitter's a huge part of this, where people connect, instead of getting pages, programmers are downloading raw data straight out of Twitter.
And what are they able to do with that? I mean, when we've seen certain attempts to interact directly with Twitter on Twitter, and we can ask JP Morgan about how well that worked, it hasn't been a huge success. What is the analytics and all that data? How is that used to the advantages of these companies?
Well, this is sort of, you know, JP Morgan, when they interact with Twitter, that was a real social misfire, right? Like they thought they could come out and have an open, honest conversation, and then they realized, you know, I would say what happened there is JP Morgan realized that it's not ready to have that conversation. The rest of the world was. Everybody was happy to ask them really big, complicated questions, but they didn't really have the tools to answer them. This is a different level of abstraction. So when you're thinking about APIs and you go in and you request a single tweet from Twitter and you're a programmer, you're not going to see 140 characters. You're going to see 31 different data fields, and they're going to have information about location and not just latitude and longitude, but an actual, like, a little picture, a set of coordinates that will show you the outline of the country that tweet came from and so on. So you're thinking more about munging the data together. You're saying, wow, what if I had a million of these? What could I do? I could search them. I could index them. I could figure out how to advertise against them and so on. And the great pressure with all this stuff is, what will Twitter let me do? What do they want me to do? How often can I access Twitter? And meanwhile, Twitter's got its own agenda.
Yeah, shouldn't they be monetizing this massive data stream with their own analytics? One would think they have the catbird seat to take the world of tweets and figure out a way to find the gold amongst the dross and resell that. One of my favorite examples is we spend all this money trying to figure out what movies are going to be liked and sell well, but I've seen some data that suggests you could see tweets in the first hour of a film's opening and figure out whether or not it's gonna do well. Why shouldn't Twitter be focusing their efforts in that direction, or are they just going to let everybody else feast on their data stream?
Well, that's the thing. I think you just nailed it, right? Which is that they put this open interface is there for people to use and experiment with. But at a certain point, they also are able to closely observe and see what people are doing with their platform. And if they see something that they can monetize, you know, that basically they will. And so, you know, very recently they introduced a new set of features that allows you to organize tweets into their own timeline. And that's quite similar to a product that's been out for a while called Storify. And so what you see is that as Twitter sees things that are effective, that it can see as part of a larger overall strategy, it will acquire companies, it will build those tools internally, so on and so forth. And so that's always a great tension, because they open up the world to developers and they say, please use this framework, build exciting things. But if you build something that's too exciting, you run a real risk of having your business taken away, not necessarily, but you really do, there's an element of complexity there when you are building something that Twitter finds delicious.
So without talking specifically about the IPO or valuations or where the stock's going, stepping back, it seems that for anybody who's a bull on Twitter, this, what you're talking about is one of the reasons why you'd say you don't even know exactly where this is going to end up. And,
right, well,
and therefore, the potential value may be not completely known, but it would seem to suggest there's a lot there.
So if you believe that open systems and lots of people playing with them and messing with them and doing weird stuff can, you know, create tremendous value, and that a lot of that value could be created outside of the company just by the nature of digital technology and the way that APIs work, if you believe that that value getting created can flow back into the mothership, and, you know, there are lots of reasons to believe that that does work, then there's an enormous amount of value in having a really big open developer ecosystem. And there could be an enormous amount of value in Twitter because of that.
Paul Ford, programmer, creator of SavePublishing.com. His piece in Bloomberg Business Week, The Sophistication of Twitter, What Twitter's Made Of. Terrific story. You got to get it. We're tweeting it out as we speak.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.